All right, so we are back with another episode of the Pop Culture POV Point of View. And hello, my name is Randomly Ronnie Jr. I am going to make this episode fun. Sometimes I feel like I'm like, what's the episode going to be about? And then I'm like, you know what? Just write stuff that's off the top of your mind and just remember to record it and put it out as a podcast. And this one was good because it's so new and a little early to sort of make this proclamation, but I already know that, okay, hear me now. I already know that Melissa Gorga On Display, her new podcast with Apple One Podcasts, is going to be good. Is that what it's called? It's not called Apple One. What the heck? Podcast One. Whatever the heck it is, go find it. It's called On Display, and it's by the great Melissa Gorga. So what an odd take. And in fact, I'm gonna shape it in a way where I'm gonna say that Melissa Gorga's new podcast is not only great, it might be, no, we will not say might, we're gonna say it is. Gosh, with only a few episodes, but I could just tell. I can always tell. I know how to pick them. I can see it early. I should have been a casting director. In another world, I will be. I'm stating that Melissa Gorga, of all the Bravo celebrities, the reality TV stars, she, as a solo podcast host, because they all have them now, she is the number one. Melissa Gorga, out of all the Bravo reality cast members, Melissa Gorga's podcast On Display is unmatched. The only person to rival, I mean, I guess I can't really be this mean about it or this such a stickler about it if I have not heard every single one of them. But from the ones I've heard, she's just very good. I always say she's the J-Lo of Housewives, you know. And if J-Lo could fill up Madison Square Garden, you surely could know that Melissa Gorga is going to rock it on this podcast network as the top tier podcaster for all of Bravo, in my opinion. The show is called On Display. I can see it. I can see the talent. I can see the talent in the same way that I knew that Gisele Bryant and Robin were going to have a really great podcast. Theirs is with the Black Effect Network. It's called Reasonably Shady. And as a duo, they're the best. Okay. They are just significantly better than lots of people. And so then when you think about the solo hosts, I mean, oh goodness, there's Margaret. Oh God, who could stomach that? Although I don't know that she does it by herself, but as somebody who does a solo show, Melissa Gorga is somebody we should all be envious of. I mean, it is what it is. And my reason, okay, let's make it fun and fair. If you are a Melissa Gorga stan and you like the pretty girls, you're going to say that you're going to be with me on this opinion. But those trying and tired, oh, so tired takes of, well, you know, Melissa Gorga doesn't have a storyline. Maybe she doesn't need one. Maybe she's compelling when she walks in the room. Okay. If Elaine Goldsmith Thomas follows her on Instagram, who rocks out with J-Lo, if Christina Aguilera likes her, maybe she's just more interesting. So the notion to say she doesn't have a storyline as why she's not something is odd to me. It's very odd. It's very weird. A storyline, schmoryline. She don't need no storyline. She is the story. So anyways, the thing is, most people who don't like Melissa Gorga, I feel like, have to do this allegiance and almost like a faux loyalty to Teresa. I'm saying you could like Teresa, you know, the other cast member on Real Housewives of New Jersey. Oh my God, I said that so shady. I didn't mean it that way. The first or original cast member of Real Housewives of New Jersey. But it's like, you know, I'm always for respecting the way you were ushered in. But the notion that like Melissa has to like turn her light down for someone else seems crazy after 11 seasons. But beyond that, let's really talk about it. She had her brother already intertwined with the show as well. So it's not like Melissa Gorga just came out of nowhere and just hovered up under somebody, tried to get on the show, which lots of cast members have done. I mean, I think the people who don't like Melissa, and this is we're gonna arc in a moment and get to the positive part of Melissa, because this is a celebratory Melissa moment. But the people who don't get it, it's because they are so used to like having to be thirsty in life to succeed. And if you're a winner like myself, if you're a winner like Melissa, you're just like so used to winning all the time. You're so used to trying something, being very good at it, and people enjoying it, you know, and that is to know and like Melissa Gorga as a podcast host. Again, I'm making this proclamation and it's early. I'm making this proclamation that she's going to be, or she is. And if you were to ask Andy Cohen, he knows. Now, this is where it gets contextually not truthful. I'm saying talent-wise, she is the best. What somebody else can hit you with is the numbers. Oh, it's always the numbers. Well, how do you get numbers these days, by the way? Let's talk about that tacky shit. People get numbers by doing the most asinine things. What I'm saying is from a space of critical watching of the work and loving her on Housewives, she's the best. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it in the vein of I've worked in television production. I've worked as a segment producer. I've worked in radio since 2002. Okay. I've been on the air. I've been behind the scenes. I've utilized footage. I've had to cut footage for story. Done a lot of things. And I know to tell you that she is more compelling than a lot of these other Bravo Liberty podcast hosts or YouTube hosts. Only to be second to maybe like a Jeff Lewis, because Jeff Lewis is very similar. He says it like he believes it. He's very, you know, Wendy Williams always says, say it like you mean it. Jeff is very good as well. The difference is, I think, like Jeff, and maybe it didn't start this way, Jeff Lewis's show, it's like there's all kinds of bells and whistles. There's so many people, and she could certainly work her way towards that. You know, but Melissa Gorga as a host, it's like she's only done a couple episodes at this particular point right here, right now, but it's still so good. And we're getting conversations that are actually fun, you know, not these ones that are like, oh, let me state a sentence that's going to, I'm going to know it's going to turn into a viral moment, but it's going to sound choppy. It's going to be unamusing, but wait, it's going to be written up in every blog or whatever. And I think there's nothing wrong with your work being written up about in a blog, but it's when you don't do a good show. Like if blogs were not around and I go to listen to your podcast and it's boring, I'll never be able to listen to it again. So you got to think of it like that. Sure, you'll have the hit immediately and you'll have the publication saying you're great, but that's short lived. I'm talking about like, is this something that she can grow? Is On Display something that she can arc into becoming a TV show, make as a talk show at some point, or just really just keep kicking ass with it? I was impressed with it, On Display by Melissa Gorga, but it was hard for me to be impressed by it because I'm already a huge Real Housewives of New Jersey Melissa Gorga stan. I'm already On Display. I'm already, you know, Team Envy, all that stuff. So I was like, okay, maybe she does good on the show. The show's really funny because you could be semi-interesting, and then it's always edited really tight, you know, so you're going to be okay. But then when I listen to her show on her own, and the few episodes I've listened to, I'm like, oh no, she's the type that, yes, she would bring J-Lo into her podcast and they would do an interview back and forth, or she'd bring in Christina Aguilera, they would do an interview back and forth, and it would be fun. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think the top tier talent, they're so used to doing shows that have really good numbers, but the show's shitty. I mean, that is going around these days. Let me tell you, I've worked in the radio industry. That is going around. What could equate you to have good numbers in a lot of ways is not making a great show. And then people really want to stick to the numbers. So it is what it is. It's kind of like my show. I know my show's good, but, I don't put a lot of focus on the numbers because my journey is actually a different journey. You won't even see it until it's already been seen. Oh goodness gracious. What a journey at that. But the bigger point is that she's just good and I don't have to defend it. The reason I'm talking a lot is because I want to try to give both sides of the coin in the event that you're like, oh, she's not that interesting. Well, you're wrong. She's very interesting. She's good on The Housewives. She would be missed if she ever went to Friend of or off the show. But she's also the type that like would be unbothered. The people who are defined by this reality TV show as like them being legit is just so funny to me. Melissa Gorga is the opposite. She's good. She'll be good wherever she's at. You know, that's very J-Lo. You know, it's good that J-Lo is super successful, but wherever she goes, she's going to be fine. She's going to be all right. So yeah, that's just that. I do get excited to see Real Housewives of New Jersey. As I said, I don't care if Melissa is the center or a part-time contribution on the show, she's still interesting. Like, some cast members just know how to be quality entertainment, and for her to have the foresight to finally do a podcast just like Giselle did one, it's like you're looking at two people that when the reality Real Housewives Bravo craze dies down, and it has been dying down, these are really great programs you'll be able to latch hold to for a very long time. A lot of the other Bravo celebrities, they're very they're doing well now, but the moment their shows are done, you don't know necessarily. You just don't know if their talking points are going to be as interesting because they're based on the show. They're based on what's going on. In my mind, Melissa, she could have stories about being, dipping and doing, in the Jersey Shore when she was young. She's got the sister. She's got the cool mom, Donna. Like, I'm for it. I'm for it. I'm for it so much. Those are two that I really ride for. Giselle Bryant as a good podcast host or host in general. Giselle's great from what she did on Bravo's Chat Room and Melissa. I suppose there's others, and I can explore other Bravo celebrities. I think Josh Flagg is one of the best. He does a YouTube series. I don't know if it's as regular specifically because he has a spinoff, but he is also very compelling. So when I make my judgments, I don't make judgments off the numbers. I make judgments on if the person is compelling. And you rest assured, Melissa Gorga is a top-tier Bravo celebrity podcast host. I mean, she's above all those things too, but she's also of all of them, she's the best. So be envious if you want, I guess. I don't know. This was Pop Culture POV Point of View, and I'm Randomly Ronnie Jr. Go to the two YouTube channels, which is youtube.com/randomlyronniejr, youtube.com/ronniemediapage. If you want to support further and you want to see years and years and years and years of just experiences, make sure you support all of the work at patreon.com/patreon. Oh my gosh, patreon.com/randomlyronniejr. Oh, thinking about these years of working in the radio industry and even myself saying I ain't gonna do a podcast, fuck that, and then finally crossing over to do it and sort of starting from scratch because I had removed myself from the industry for so long and jumping back into it and seeing all the silly shit that works and things I don't want to touch, it's just like, I get choked up thinking about I am doing what I like the way I like to do it, and having an outlet like Patreon where you can support it at any level. There's a 3, an 11, a 6, and a $25 tier. You can support it however you want, and it makes me happy because it's like, I don't do, even if I make a light jab, like I say on Real Housewives of Potomac, Karen Huger, she writes her lines before she recites them on the show. If I make a light jab, it's a light jab. That's it. Portia Williams, I would rather watch paint dry than to watch her spinoff series. These are light jabs, very, very minimal. But the point is, a lot of people who are winning these days really are taking the podcast platform and making it a, you're never going to believe, and I'm going to expose. And, I'm talking to so-and-so that ripped Erica Jane's career to shreds. It's like, I'm really not doing any of that stuff. I feel like there is still, again, coming into radio in 2002, working with the top tier people in that industry of that time, there's still a broadcast integrity that I always want to have. So call me old, call me washed, whatever you want to call me. Just know that I'm doing specifically something that's fun and good and I could be very consistent with, and I already know it's successful. But yes, if you do want to donate and support, I mean, have at it. But yeah, we're not talking about that right now. We're talking about the great Melissa Gorga on display, the best podcast host in the Bravo Liberty universe at this time. Who can be better? I don't know. But right now, it's all about Melissa Gorga. And, you know, if Joe Gorga wanted to do one too, he'd have to work a little harder. I've seen that he's been doing the comedy, maybe not that great. Can't just phone it in all the time, but you know, you can't also knock somebody for trying. You know, we all want to do different things. You know, we all want to venture out into our, away from our comfort zone. So I say go for it. And that's one of the things I've always liked about, I know I'm wrapping up here, but let me just do one more sentence. What I like about Melissa and Joe is their passion for each other and with each other, and even the way they flirt, and when they talk about like, if you were to leave me, I'd be with the new one tomorrow. Like, there's a way that people live so quietly and humbly, and that's nice, but we're living, and I feel like Melissa and Joe get that. They go for broke, they lay it all on the line, and that's why they're fun to watch. For me, that's why they're fun to watch. It's not a caricature. They go for broke. They have fun with this unique experience where we can use our words. We can be pretty and do all the things. So yeah, showing love once again, as I always do. This would not be the first time I've talked on a podcast about Melissa Gorga, but this is the time that I was like, oh yeah, I'm deeming her as the number one Bravo Liberty podcast host. Say that five times. The number one Bravo Liberty podcast host is Melissa Gorga. Yeah, and I stick by that. Only second to like a Giselle Bryant type of deal. You know what I mean? Anyways, this was the Pop Culture POV point of view. I'll talk to you on the next one.